Today we're going to talk about the power of upgrading your environment. And so often what I speak about is building out this beautiful vision for your life. And from there, realizing who exactly is producing those results and then taking action as them. And I firmly believe one of the best ways to actually become that future version of ourselves is to create an environment that they would want to be living in and that they would be thriving in. Right? And so often our environment is actually what holds us back into our old self, into our old reality, because we haven't yet allowed ourselves to upgrade in that way. It's kind of like thinking of a koi fish. It's like if they're in a small pond or they're even in a tank, right? A lot of fish are like this, right? They actually will stop growing because their tank won't allow them to grow any larger. Right? And so what we need to do is expand our tank. We need to make our tank larger. That way we can take up more space. And I'm not speaking about moving into a bigger house or even changing the size of your room, so to speak, but it's how can we up level our room, even if we don't move, and make it feel more abundant, make it feel more in alignment with the version of us that we're becoming. Because what starts to happen is when we upgrade our life and when we upgrade even something silly like a drawer or a closet or an entire room or even our entire home, we start to show up differently because we're now in an environment that we can cultivate this new version of us with greater ease. And so this episode is really timely for us because if you guys don't know, a year and a half ago, Steve and I actually purchased a 42-foot fifth wheel. We bought this thing brand new, so it's a 2020 Keystone Montana, and oh boy, it was beautiful. It's beautiful, but it just wasn't entirely us, right? Like, it was all gray and just kind of boring and very stock and gorgeous nonetheless, okay? Very beautiful, great craftsmanship, okay? But it just wasn't us. And so, you know, the two of us have been renting together for 8 years. And before that, I've been renting ever since I lived with my parents when I was 18 years old, right? And so I haven't been able to paint the walls. I haven't been able to upgrade the light fixtures or feel like I could buy artwork or things that I can hang on the walls because I just knew that, you know, in the next year or even couple months, I'd be throwing everything into a suitcase or a moving van and carting it across the country, right? I mean, we've moved from Maui to Vermont, to Florida, to Arizona, to Nebraska, to Colorado. So we moved so many different times that we never felt like we could set the space up to really cultivate, what our future selves would actually want to be living in. And now for the very first time, this rig has given us the opportunity to really start to intentionally design and create our environment. Without having to know that we're going to be leaving it in the next couple of months. And so I'm experiencing this firsthand. And so what it started as, I'm going to kind of walk you through my process of this, but I'm curious for you if right now, maybe this is a room in your home. Maybe this is a drawer or a closet in your home. But do you have an area that you feel you go around and you're just kind of like, it kind of brings you down? Or maybe every time you see it, you get a little bit stressed, a little flustered, a little annoyed maybe. I know for me, I had a few areas like that. And one of which is on Kylo's stairs going up to his bedroom. For some reason, we just started using this diaper caddy to put pajamas in because he likes to pick out his own jammies every night. And so I wanted him to have access and for it to be in a good spot. But what has happened is it started to pile up with other stuff. And so now every time we go up to his bedroom, there's just a pile of stuff on his stairs and it just looks really messy. And it's a very silly thing, but every time I would look at that, I wouldn't be in a feeling of gratitude or being grateful for like being able to go up to my son's bedroom. It was this, more that I have to do. I have to go fold that. It looks bad, like it's messy, I don't like it. It was just always a negative feeling every time I went up there, seriously. And so what did I do? I wrote that down on a list on my phone. This is a list in my phone and it has those little bubble check marks next to it. And so what I started to do was I actually went room by room in our house and I wrote down the areas that made me feel like that. They just made me feel kind of yucky. It just felt like a space that I've outgrown. And the part that of me that didn't feel good about it was the part of me that was ready to let it go, right? So I went room by room and was just like, okay, what areas here make me feel that way? do I not like anymore that aren't representing this version of me that I'm feeling called to step into and the environment that I'm living in. And so what happened as a result is I had a bunch of items in every single room that I wanted to upgrade. And what started with little adjustments, like upgrading the soap scrubber in the kitchen or upgrading, you know, the pumps that we put our shampoo and conditioner in the bathroom, then turned into, wow, these little upgrades make such a huge difference. What would happen if we started to actually just paint the walls the colors that we want? We wanted really fresh white and really earthy green colors. Like, that would make such a huge difference. So then what happened is we started going after the big picture stuff. Okay, and this is all a story. It's relating back to you, I promise. Then we started going up over the big picture stuff, like changing the wall color. And now it's almost like the opposite effect is happening. Now it feels like we got all the big picture stuff done. Now we just have the little tiny nuanced details left and everything is exactly as we want it to be. Okay, so it's interesting. So how I was doing it for a year before recently was I was looking for the little items in each room to upgrade and I was doing that. Where what I actually encourage you to do is find the bigger scale upgrades that you could make and actually start there. So start with the bigger things. They might take a little bit more work or more investment, but start with the big things because then what's going to happen is you're going to be even more inspired to do the smaller stuff. And it's going to feel like you went further faster because now you're focusing on smaller picture stuff and the big picture is already done and it's already there, right? So it's really cool. And what started to happen for us is we're showing up differently. We want to keep our space cleaner. Right? We're making sure that we buy quality over quantity of stuff because we know intentionally where it's going to go in our space and that it aligns with our future vision of what we hold for the space in ourselves. So it's really neat. It's changing how we show up. And then in addition to that, Stephen actually, he showed me on his phone, one of the other areas we're upgrading is our entire backyard. And he showed me a video of our backyard from last year at the same time. You know, like your phone will give you those memories. He pulled it up and he showed me. And I looked at it and I was shocked, completely shocked at what our yard looked like. I was like, oh, we used to live like that? Like, we actually thought that looked okay. I mean, but we thought at the time that it looked good until we started realizing, hey, what actually do we want to design this space to look like? And we started making those upgrades. Now we looked and we're like, it went from looking very, very bad and messy to now being a space that we want to spend time in. We want to embrace more the outdoors. So it's changing where we show up, how we show up in that time, and it's making us feel more abundant and excited about what we're creating here. So it's just really interesting. So what will start to happen is you'll start to look back at how the environment used to look that you had accepted as being okay, and you'll realize, wow, that was not at all the environment that we wanted to be living in at all. But sometimes it's almost like going nose blind to it. You go blind to the fact that you're living in an environment that is not what your future self would be living in. They wouldn't deem that as acceptable, but you are considering it acceptable because that's how you're choosing to live. And so this is so much deeper than just upgrading our space to feel good. This is upgrading our space so that we're able to better step into this higher level version of us that we're being called to step into because they now have an environment that supports and facilitates that transformation. It's just like for so long, I've gone through my wardrobe like a dozen times in the past couple years. But it's just like when I was still wearing the clothes that I was wearing from high school. And that's what my closet was clothes from high school. It's like, how could I'm nowhere near the same person that I was in high school. Neither are you, right? So it's like, why are we still wearing the same shorts that we were wearing in high school? Our future self, the version of us that has achieved the business, achieved the relationships, has this beautiful relationship with herself and with others, she's a very different person. So she dresses different. She carries herself different. She surrounds herself with different people. And so just as we dress different, we also need to cultivate the world around us. And the one environment that you actually have control over is your home, your office, your bedroom, your closets. And so that could look like for you right now, going room by room and making a list of those places in your house that are no longer serving you anymore. What are you looking to shed? It might feel uncomfortable. You might have to make a small investment, but there's actually probably a lot that you could do for free. And the first thing you could do for free is look at that list and just start to eliminate stuff. Get rid of it. Our favorite thing to do is we just throw stuff in the back of our truck that we're gonna donate. And I have stuff in there right now. I always have stuff we're gonna donate. So anything I wanna get out of my space, I don't put it in a garage area. I don't put it under the rig. I don't put it in the back of my closet trying to hide it from myself. I know, I put it straight away into the back of the truck and just eliminate it. So it's a good place to start. Purge. Eliminate what no longer serves you in your life. I don't care how much money you spent on it. Sure, you could go and list it on eBay or the Facebook Marketplace and get some money for it, but that really doesn't matter. Just the point is, get it out of your space. Start with elimination. Now from that, once you have more space, now it's saying, okay, how do I want to intentionally design this space so that it's functional and serving of the life that we want to be living? Okay. Then from there, once you have a plan, it's like, okay, do we have something that's going to fill in a gap here that we might need to be organized? Or do we need to order some stuff, right? And if you need to order it, how much money do you need to set aside the next time that you get paid? Or do you need to pull money out of your checking account in order to just make those upgrades now? Because I encourage you not to wait. I think it's really easy, I'm guilty of this, to have an entire list on Amazon full of all the upgrades that you want because you've already picked everything out, and then just to let it sit there month after month after month. The one thing we need to do right now is deem the things that are driving you nuts as unacceptable. Because that version of you at one point said that thing was unacceptable and moved on with their life without it. But the reason that we're not there in their physical shoes is we're still holding on to these things that and considering them acceptable. Because if they weren't acceptable, we would have already ruled them out. But a part of you is still holding on to that reality. Part of you is still holding on to that thing and deeming it acceptable. Does that make sense? So the sooner we can let go of the old and bring in this new, is the sooner you're able to step into their physical shoes. Because they wouldn't settle. They would go after exactly what it is they want, and they would cultivate that in their life. So I challenge you, make your list and choose one thing to upgrade today. Let me know what that is in the comments below. And feel free, if you aren't commenting below because you're not watching me on video on YouTube, then go ahead and tag me on social media, Jamie M. Coleman on Instagram. I swapped away from the coach with Jamie so that it's just my name. So you can find me over on Instagram now, Jamie M. Coleman. Feel free to tag me and share with me what's the one thing that you're going to upgrade. And I can't wait to hear how this starts to change your life, because it might start small or you'll do the opposite and you're going to start big. But either way, chunk by chunk, piece by piece, if you begin upgrading, your entire reality will begin to shift, because you no longer just accept things that you don't like. You start to only accept and call in exactly what's meant for you. So happy purging. Have fun.